I'd imagine it's a pretty happy coach of the Australian Wallabies side joining us this morning, TK. They were great on the weekend.
Fantastic.
It's a very good morning to Michael Checker. Good morning, Check.
G'day, Laurie. How are you, mate?
Going very well, mate. What did you make of your team's performance on Saturday night?
Mate, I think I really liked the stuff that we brought around our work ethic and, you know, the physicality of the game. They were always going to be the most important things in week one, you know, just being connected. And then, of course, you know, there was some good defence as well. I think there's still, you know, so there's still plenty of imperfections around the attack game as well. You know, I think just first game in and, you know, pretty rusty around getting the ball in with getting quality ball. But, mate, yeah, I was pleased enough. And as my old coach around with Jeff Sale used to say, it's on again this week. Yeah, good. So you gotta back up and get stuck into it again.
Yeah, Check, I said that the Irish will probably be better, but there's no reason why the Wallabies won't even be better. But I guess Ireland, what, 5 days off a plane straight onto that first test match, and they will play Sexton, I imagine, at Amy Park this weekend, and he'll add plenty to them, but you guys will be better as well.
Yeah, I think you know, just getting everyone from their different Super Rugby teams and getting them into playing our style and the shape that we want to play in our game. There was a lot of guys still, you know, in the heat of the game. It's not that easy just to know that straight away. It usually takes a few weeks to start winding into it. But that's why the June window is so interesting, you know what I mean? It's a real, you get to see what players are just, you know, their hunger. And I think one of the things that helped us, I think, is we came into camp in a lot better condition, and it will help us throughout the three games or the two games to the left. Come in, Super Rugby teams, you know, I think have prepared the players better this year physically, and that just helped get us through, you know what I mean, at the end on Saturday, and it'll help us again over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you finished the stronger of the two sides, no doubt about that. You were behind 9-8 with 14 minutes to go, so sitting there in the coach's box, you must have been happy with the way you were able to finish a game, because that's so important these days, isn't it, in a tight contest?
Yeah, and I think just getting on to the next thing, it's really important in footy, you know. I think that sometimes the guys dwell too much on the stuff, or they dwell on stuff that's happened in the game. There's nothing you can do about that, you know. You can deal with it later in the week. Just getting on to the next thing, and we had a fair bit of, you know, when we made errors or things didn't go for us, we didn't dwell on those. We just, you know, dusted ourselves off and gone to the next thing. That's going to be, I think that's so paramount for our team to learn going forward, you know, as part of a maturing side, you know, because there's been a lot of changes over the last couple of years, and now we want to try to settle into a group of players. That's a lesson we really need to learn and bring on over this series, because it's going to be tight. Every game's going to be really tight. That's going to be key, a key characteristic that I'd like to see grow in the team.
Yeah, and you always need your experienced players to stand up on the big moments and in the big games. David Pocock, 18 months out of football, but he came back in a strong manner.
He did indeed. You know, he's a quality person, right? And he's a great player as well. And I think he's really added to our team since he's come back. Just around the, not just the on field stuff. We know he's going to bring that. His off field, you know, work as well, and you know, just some guidance for the other younger players. And I think his performance, you know, it pretty much echoed all of our things I said around work ethic and physicality and just his effort to be in the game. And then, you know, he got a try to cap it off. But I think pretty much off the back of some good work from what else I liked about the game was the way our finishers came on and brought a lot of energy and a lot of effort. He was able to capitalise on some of their work to get a try at the end.
Check, bigger challenge this week than last week, Ireland?
Yeah, for sure. A three-match series, as you know, Laurie knows, you play the same team three times in a row. It's always a challenge, you know what I mean? And for in our instance, it's week to week because they're picking apart what you've done and you're also looking at what they've done as well. And you've got to get the balance right so that you don't focus too much on that and you still stay on just what you do, you know what I mean? Like, this is what we're doing, so let's get that better before you start looking at what the opposition did in game one, because it's not often you get to play that same opposition almost immediately after. It's sort of rare occasions. That only happens for us in June, in the window in June. Sometimes we play New Zealand back-to-back, so we get that as well. But, I actually really quite like it, you know what I mean? It's a good old-fashioned three-match series where you can knock heads together and try to outwit yourself both physically and tactically over 3 weeks.
I'm not sure, check whether you can comment on this or not, but the disallowed try when they went back and looked at it on the video, I think it was Coleman. Did he take someone out?
Yeah.
I mean, surely that's a try, isn't it?
It is what it is. Like I said, we want to focus on moving on, getting on to the next thing, because you get caught up with that stuff. And, I think it's easy just to look. I want to try to get, and me as well, you know, I want to try to get the team to a point where no excuses, you know what I mean? Just whatever gets put in front of us, we deal with and we move on with it. And over the next 18 months as we build into the World Cup, it's a real attitude with this group of players and the other ones that will join. There's a few more that will join over the next 18 months. That group of players has the habit of living that properly, you know what I mean, with no excuse. So it happens. That's the way it is. You just get on with it and move on to the next thing and try and do that really well.
Final one from me. Mate, how many changes for Game 2?
I don't know. We'll decide today. I think we'll have a look at training and see how guys pulled up. There's a few guys that didn't play that have been putting some heat on. There's a couple more guys that come available as well. One guy from suspension is available now too. So it's going to be a fine balance between, you know, getting everyone another run as they get more used to the play, because as we said, there's some imperfections, and maybe giving some opportunity. So we'll have a look at training today, and it's the first time we'll really get into a fair dinkum today after, you know, giving a good chance to recover because it was physical and made some calls at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Congratulations on the performance on the weekend. We wish you all the best in Melbourne this Saturday night. The Wallabies starting off the season in fine style. So thanks for joining us, Chek.
No worries. Thanks a lot, lads. Appreciate it.